Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Dick Herron from the Bridgerland Audubon Society. Make hay while the sun shines is a venerable bit of farm wisdom that encourages cutting and drying of hay during fair weather. One, two, possibly three cuttings of alfalfa hay have been baled and stacked this summer by Utah's farmers to feed cattle and horses this winter. More traditionally, ranchers have cut meadow or marsh hay to be piled in the lofts of their barns. Utah's first haymakers were not farmers or ranchers at all, however. These earliest haymakers cut hay for their own consumption. To see and hear these daytime haymakers, you must travel high into our mountains, to 9,000 feet or higher. Look for a boulder-strewn talus slope or rock slide. Listen for their call, a high-pitched nasal bleat. If you hear it, you have found the pika, our first haymaker. That call was either declaring the pika's individual territory or was an alarm announcing you. These rounded relatives of our rabbits resemble a tawny-colored chinchilla or a plush, plump guinea pig. They have nearly circular small ears and no apparent tail. All day long during the alpine summer, pikas are busy cutting, that is, chewing off with their teeth, grasses, sedges, and wildflowers from neighboring meadows. They haul this back by the mouthful to tuck in crevices in their stony stronghold to dry. These stockpiles are their winter larder. You see, unlike their alpine kin, such as marmots, ground squirrels, and chipmunks, our pikas don't hibernate. Unlike the snowshoe hare, pikas don't get out much either once the snow flies. Under the snowpack, they simply dine on hay. In Utah, poke around for pikas amid high peaks along the mountainous central spine of our state, from the Uintas south to Bryan Head, wherever peaks reach toward treeline. There you may find pikas making hay or loafing atop prominent stones in their rock jumbles or contributing to the territorial calls of their talus slope choir. Their intolerance of heat keeps them from spreading down slope. Like the moose, they are one of the animals that will fare poorly with significant climate warming. For now, though, you can continue to peek for pikas amid Utah's glorious alpine scenery. For Wild About Utah, this is Dick Herron.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.